guys. Welcome to the Weekend Motivator. It's Friday, y'all. Come in and say hello. Let me know how you're doing. I'll get all my stuff ready here. I'm always thinking, like, am I in the right group? Please somebody comment and let me know that you can hear me and I'm in the right group and I'm not on my personal page or something like that. So it wouldn't be the end of the world, but I want to make sure. But thank you, Heidi. All right. Hi, Risa, my friend Risa. I'm so stinking excited you're here too, Heather. Awesome. Y'all just got my hair done. You know, I was thinking, you know, like when you walk out of the hair place and you're like, you're just like you're walking in slow motion and you're like, what's up, y'all? I look good. That's how I want to feel all day, every day. Like I'm walking out of the salon. So that's what I'm going for. Thanks, y'all. Hey, Mary Jo. All right. So, okay, weekend motivator. That's what we're here to do, right? Motivate y'all for the weekend. So, thank y'all. I like my hairdo. So, first off, I've got some shout-outs. I'm so excited I get to do this. It's so fun. Y'all know that Corinne is in Phoenix learning, getting her learning on with Brendan Burchard at the High Performance Academy. So, I can't wait to learn. She actually did a post earlier, I think yesterday, about what she's been learning. So, I kind of hope she does that most days so we can kind of learn along with her, right? But, of course, everything she learned, she's going to be bringing back here to us. So, we get all the benefits and don't have to get on the plane and all that kind of stuff. So, all right. Speaking of Mary Jo, she has found us some awesome shout-outs for this Friday. So, first off, this is my favorite one. Nora Hughes. Spontaneous dancing to an Irish jig. Y'all, that's another thing we choose to do every day. Not just the few days before St. Patrick's Day, but we can just get up and spontaneously dance to an Irish jig whenever we want, right? So, I love that one. That was my favorite. And I need to find that. Mary Jo, is it like a video or I need to look in the Facebook page because I must have missed that. So, that's awesome. Jade McAnulty for getting it done and staying on plan. That's what we're all about here, right? Michelle Fox, who I met at camp last time, without even knowing, she is setting an example for others. She inspired her neighbor to get out and run. And what I think is so amazing, Michelle, is that you actually posted about it, right? And you bragged on yourself. And so that's what I think is awesome, because a lot of times we don't brag on ourselves when we should. So go for it. Rebecca Herbie got on the treadmill for the first time in 10 years to start training for Don't Stop Believing. Y'all, I'm so excited about Don't Stop Believing. I can't wait. Can't wait for it. That is so awesome, Rebecca. And I will tell you all, I love the treadmill, but I had kind of a interesting experience on the treadmill. I had one here at home and it just stopped working while I was in the middle of running. So I have a little bit of PTSD with my treadmill. I have a little bit of treadmill PTSD. But I get on there and I face my fears every time I get on a dang treadmill. So I'm all about just facing my fears, right? And if I fall off of it, I'm not going to die. And I always put that little clip thing on there because that's, you know, if something happens, then the treadmill will stop. So that's my treadmill story. Jane Gibson. So I'm going to just tell you all what she posted. Yesterday, I was writing my compelling reason as I have every morning since I joined, which is amazing. I write several things, but one is I want to look good and pretty in my clothes. Yesterday, what flowed across the page, I love that, was I am pretty. A few minutes later, I had tears in my eyes because I realized the mind shift. Huge change to my fat girl thinking. And that is what it's about, y'all. It is daily habits. And then one day, you realize that you feel pretty, right? And you've done that because you've practiced the habit of writing that compelling reason down every day. And just it soaks in a little bit more every day, just gradually. I'm right in the middle of the Atomic Habits book. And so I'm just all about these daily habits that just add up a little bit at a time. So, okay, but what are we talking about today? So we are talking about motivating for the weekend, right? And just kind of a little something for y'all to focus on with the weekend. So, and y'all can go ahead and put anything in here. I actually may ask y'all a question here in a minute about what, and so you can post in here and I'll read some of your answers. But what we're talking about today is really focusing on what went well. And you know that's one answer in the P&P Planner on the assessment page is what is one thing that went well today? And I actually usually mark that out and I say, what is one thing that I'm proud of today? Or what is one thing that went right today? That's what the question is in the planner. But I mark it out and say, what is one thing that I am proud of today? Because sometimes when I think something is right, then I kind of, my brain likes to go, well, what is wrong? And so I like to word it just what happened that I am proud of today. And that really works for me. And a lot of times it is just that I followed my plan. And that's not just, right? That's a big deal. That's a big accomplishment every day. I followed my plan, that I met some goals, that I got up out of bed and, you know, got to work. And that was kind of the first thing is, you know, when we're talking about focusing on what's going well, what's going right, what we're proud of, all that kind of stuff is asking yourself that every day and getting creative and getting just real with yourself. So it's like, it can be something like, it doesn't have to be some huge accomplishment, right? It can literally be, I got up and went to work. I mean, that could be it a couple days a week, right? Because we've got to get our brains going. Our brain doesn't care, like, if something is more, more important than something else, or if something is more, I mean, our brain goes to work on what we focus on. And so if we decide that the biggest accomplishment every day we can have is to get up and go to work, then it's going to say, okay, that's what went well today. That's what went right today. And so when you answer that question in your planner, just get your brain working on anything, right? The other example I used is I kept my kids alive today. I don't even have kids, y'all, but I babysit my three nieces on Thursdays. And when I leave there and they are still alive, I have accomplished something. And that is one thing that went really well today. So it is, I mean, it can be something so small or something that you think is small, or it can be, you know, something like on Friday, let's say, well, Angela, I'm speaking to you here because I was just about to say on Fridays, it can be our weight, right? But that is not the be all end all of what we're doing here, right? That is such a small part of what we're doing here in terms of losing weight, in terms of becoming a better version of ourselves. That number on the scale is one thing in a long list. And what we're really talking about here is these non-scale victories, right? And so I talk some about that in my office hours call on Tuesday as well. So I want y'all to post in here, what are some things that you answer, that you use for the answer to that question in the planner about what went right today? And again, I change it up to what am I proud of today? What is one thing that I'm proud of? So yeah, it can be I kept my kids alive. It can be I got up and went to work. It can be I lost 2 pounds this week. It can be I did something nice for someone today. I followed my plan. I drank my water. One thing is, you know, I did something yesterday that I had put off for a long time to like make this donation to my public television station. I sound like a commercial. Make a donation to your public television station. But I swear I've had this letter from them and I've been meaning to do it and I had to get on the computer and figure out how to log on and blah, blah, blah. But I just did it and got it done and now I don't have to do it again for another however long. So, yeah, what beyond your weight can you do? So, so that's number one about kind of focusing on what is going well. The other thing, the next thing we're going to talk about for planning for the weekend is practicing the pause. This is one of Mary Jo's favorite things, right? And, y'all have got, like, such interesting comments. I want to talk about those in a second. So when you hear these crappy thoughts come in, let's say maybe you're trying to think of something that went right today, and your brain goes to, what? Well, I can only think of wrong stuff, right? You know, I can only think of the crappy stuff that happened. That's when you practice that pause, and you say, nope, brain, because, you know, we're in charge, y'all. Newsflash, we're in charge of our brains. And we can direct it to do whatever we want it to do. So when we ask ourselves that question and it wants to go into the crapper, then we can say, nope, we're not doing that today. That's not what we're doing right now. We are focusing on what went right. And we can pause. I kind of think about the model, right? I think about, you know, you have a circumstance, which is just maybe like today. And then a thought of, I didn't get enough done today, and you feel crappy or something. Well, you can pause the model right there before you do anything in response to feeling crappy, and you can go back up the model and say, no, I'm going to focus on what went right today. And, you know, how do I want to feel about today? Do I want to feel accomplished? Do I want to feel just good? Do I want to feel neutral? How do I want to feel about today? And I don't know about y'all, but I'd like to feel accomplished at the end of every day if I can. And you can. You know, we can absolutely choose to feel accomplished at the end of every day. That's the good news, right? So, just remind yourself. I think it'd be great to make a list of all the stuff that you put on, you know, in the answer to that question every day. Risa is proud that she walked her dogs this morning. Let's see, Dairy? I'm not sure how to pronounce it. She followed her plan all week and stopped putting so much food on her plate at dinner, and she chose to not feel deprived about that. Awesome. Let's see, I'll pay the IRS. I got to do that here in a little while. Jill shadowed a normal eater yesterday. Jill, I'm fascinated to learn. What did you learn about shadowing that normal eater? Heidi, what went right? She has a super unshakable knowing that she is committed to figuring it out. Well, that's some good news right there, right? I love that thought. I'm figuring this out. Let's see. Yesterday, what went right was that I completed the in-depth recovery worksheet. I'm going to talk about my recovery worksheet here in a minute. After an overeat and got some good info out of it. Tell me one thing you learned, Rebecca. Yes, and the pause is so... Oh, Doree is like Marie with a D. Okay. The pause is so helpful. It centers you and helps you choose a better, more productive thought. That's right. It's all about pausing when you feel... when you hear those voices, you know, those voices in your head that are just knocking you down and tearing you down and not helping you. When you practice that pause and you just become aware that these are just sentences in my mind, then it can be pretty powerful to just, I mean, just the awareness alone is pretty powerful, right? Joy journaled in her car instead of binging. That's amazing. Christina set aside negative thoughts and used her weigh-in as a reference point. What a concept, right? And Stacy's got a question, so I'll answer that in a minute. Sharon ate half her breakfast. And sounds like Angela's doing some meal planning. That can be an absolute win, right? So Rebecca learned from her recovery worksheet, I was feeling bad about myself and overate as both comfort and punishment. So I had a big overeat yesterday. You could call it a binge. I call it a binge. And I decided that I was going to get up this morning and I was going to do my work on it. And that's definitely one win today, right? And I did the full-on recovery worksheet. Where is it? I'm not going to read it to y'all, but look at this writing. I didn't leave much white space. So I did my work this morning on that, overeat, y'all. And, you know, we are right there with you doing our work ourselves. And so, you know, we're not any different than you all, right? And what I learned, and so since I always ask you all what you learned, what is one thing that I learned about my overeat yesterday? Let's see, I learned so much. I don't know. I did learn something really good yesterday, that when I start thinking about having an overeat, when I start kind of making plans, and what I do when I am about to have a binge is that I will start to kind of formulate some plans about how this is going to work. When I start hearing those thoughts come into my head is when I need to reach out to someone. And that is something that I did not do yesterday, is that I did not reach out to my accountability partners. I didn't reach out to any friends. I didn't reach out to my husband. I didn't reach out to anyone. And what happened was that I had been babysitting, and then I was coming home, and my husband was working late tonight, and so I was going to be by myself, you know, for a few hours. And I needed to, and that's definitely a pattern for me, right, is, you know, I binge when I'm alone. A lot of times when I'm in the car, you know, if I'm choosing to do that. And I had kind of a perfect opportunity to do this binge because my husband was going to be gone. I was in the car, and that is when I needed to reach out and be accountable to someone. So that is what I learned. And so I just go back and I can just think about it, go back and say, okay, what would I do differently next time? And not beat myself up and not see it as a failure, not see it as I will never figure this out, but see it as a total learning opportunity. I love the what somebody says about you're either winning. I think this is maybe my coach that has said this. You're either winning or you're learning. I mean, how awesome is that, y'all? It's one or the other. And so, I mean, and I think if I'm learning, I'm winning too. So I'm winning all the time. So, yeah. So it's we're just living life, y'all. So there we go. So let me go back and see. Okay, now actually I have number three here because Mary Jo worked so hard on all this. The last thing we want to do with figuring out what went right today or what we're proud of or whatever we want to call it is the assessment. So we want to assess, right? So we really want to kind of be intentional about how we do this. And what Mary Jo suggested was to do three things that went well today. So in your planner where there's a question about what's one thing that went right, try three. Try doing three. Or maybe build up to three, right? Start with one if y'all haven't been doing it. And then you can start building up from there. But the more that you do it, you're exercising your brain, and you're getting your brain working in the right direction with what is going well and what you're proud of. And like I said, everything that we direct our brain to do, our brain focuses on what we decide to focus on. So we can direct our brain wherever we want. And don't we want to direct it to the positive stuff and the stuff that's working for us? So, yeah, we want to build up some evidence. And that's why I suggested y'all make a list so that every day you can go back to that list. If you get to the end of the day and you can't think of one thing that went right, go back to that list and say, oh, yeah, that happened today. I kept my kids alive again today. I got up and, you know, got out of bed today. I mean, it can be as small as that. And that just primes the pump with our brain. I kind of think of that pump, right? Got to get that pump going. And our brain's like, oh, yeah, we did keep the kids alive today. What else did we do today? Well, we actually, you know, fed them some food, and we walked the dogs, and we, you know, we followed our plan or whatever it is. And so it just wants to, our brain just wants to work for us however we direct it to. And so we've got to direct it in the right direction. All right, let's see if there's any questions. And because I know we don't want to make this too long. Let's see, Stacy. I often overeat on weekends and then spend the rest of the week catching up. What can I write about right now that I can refer to all weekend to keep me from overeating? Okay, Stacy. And y'all help me with this, right? What is one thing she can write about right now that she can refer to all weekend? First off, focus on how you want to feel on Sunday night. How do you want to feel on Sunday night? I bet a lot of Sunday nights in the past you felt pretty crappy because you may actually feel physically crappy because you've been eating stuff, right? And then you are starting to think, well, I'm going to have to make up for this the rest of the week. And I bet, Stacy, you're not making a ton of progress with your weight loss if you're having to make up for the weekend every week. You may even be playing with the same, 5 pounds up and down. So what's your compelling reason? Y'all, I can even have special compelling reasons just for the weekend. And yours may be, I don't want to have to make up for this for the rest of the week. And I want to enjoy my weekends the way I will live them for the rest of my life. And the weekends, another good thought about the weekend is I can plan the weekend just like the rest of my week. And when I say planning the weekend, I'm talking about planning free time. I do that. I put in free time on the weekends on my planner so that I'm not worried about doing other stuff, that I need to be working or that I need to be doing this on the weekend. I want to enjoy my weekends, I want to enjoy every day. And that's why I plan every day so that when I'm doing what is on the schedule, it's not like, oh, I should be doing this or this or this. So how do you want to enjoy the weekend? How do you want to feel at the end of the weekend? And that, what do you need to think to feel that stuff? So Stacy, post in here after that and see what you come up with. Jill said she said she shadowed a normal eater. She said it was a friend at lunch. Every time she put her fork down, I did too. I learned that she was nearly as interested by the food as I am. So do you mean like she wasn't nearly as interested by the food? I bet that's what she meant. But that was a fascinating exercise, right? I bet she was more focused on you and spending time with you and connecting with you, right? But even if she was as interested in the food, she put her fork down between bites. She ate very slowly. And, that's a great thing to learn from, right? Because I know I can, even this salad I just had, I gotta make sure I'm not just shoveling it in, Let's see. Not nearly. Okay, Jill. Yeah, not nearly as interested. Yes. So, yeah, it's like normal eaters. I think that would be a great exercise for y'all all to do. Really figure out, come up with somebody who's kind of a normal eater in your life where they just, don't really seem to struggle with their weight. They don't seem to have a ton of interest in food. And, even talk to them and ask them. That would be so fascinating. I'm trying to think of anybody in my life, who is like that, right? And it's just like, my dad is kind of like that. I mean, he likes to eat, but he has always just followed a hunger scale, his own hunger scale. And he just doesn't seem to have a lot of drama around food. My dad doesn't have a lot of drama, period. So just be interesting to talk to them and see what they say and also just observe them. Missy says she looked at her food log for the week and picked something to change to see what happens. That's awesome. Yes, so don't get overwhelmed. Don't try everything at once. Just try one thing. Shannon TDL'd her way out of some serious spiraling and anxiety, and that is a win for today, right? Yes, let's see. Thank y'all. Heather hit Wonderland today. Journaling was the key. Now I'm trying to pull my peeps to join with me to be my accountability group. Okay. The tribe is changing her life. Awesome. Awesome. So yeah, get that accountability group together. Yes, reach out. So here's the thing about a binge, y'all, or an overeat, or whatever you want to call it. First off, don't overthink about what to call it. Call it whatever you want. Yeah, so the thing about a binge or an overeat is that it doesn't have to happen, right? And sometimes our brain, talk about focus, our brain gets focused on, well, we're doing this, we're eating this, and you can stop it whenever you want. You're always in control. You're never out of control. Food never controls you. You think it does sometimes, but you are always in control, right? And so you can reach out before you have the overeat. Absolutely. And that still doesn't mean that you're not gonna have the overeat, but give it a whirl, you know, and see what happens. So yeah. And the other thing about an overeat is that you can stop in the middle of it. You don't have to eat all the food. And that's an absolute win, right? So I just kind of made the decision one day that I was going to figure this out and I was going to try something different than I've always done. And so that's when my brain started giving me some ideas about, okay, how can I do some things differently this time? Well, I'm going to try to reach out before. I'm going to try to stop in the middle. I'm going to do something different because you know what they say, you always do what you always did. You always get what you always got. So, Christy, I had an unplanned overeat of stupid cookies yesterday. They aren't stupid cookies. They're just cookies. But I made time in my workday afterwards to do the ultimate recovery worksheet and stop the bleeding. I was 100% on plan for the rest of the day. Awesome. Yeah, and that's the other thing. What I did today, y'all, is that I listened to my body. I had my coffee this morning, but I listened to my body, and then I stopped when, or I ate when, you know, when I got hungry, right? I just kept listening to my body. So, you know, after an overeat or things like that, even if you have another meal planned or whatever, you don't eat until you get hungry again. And so that's what I did. Missy's going to add, what am I proud of? Leslie, that's awesome. Just have a goal. Her first goal is to maintain on the weekends. That's totally great. Totally realistic. Sounds like for you. Christine, I have a habit of avoiding my accountability groups when things aren't going so well. Can you talk about how to get past the feeling of disappointing them because I'm not doing well? Well, first off, Christine, you can't disappoint anyone, right? Because everyone always has a thought after you do something or don't do something for them, or not for them, but whether you reach out or not, they've always have a thought before they feel disappointed. They own their feelings just like we own our feelings. So you can't make anyone feel a certain way or not. So sorry, you're not, you know, you don't have that power. None of us do. So if they feel disappointed, that's on them. But what's the whole point of these accountability groups, y'all, if you're not going to reach out when you're not doing well? I mean, what? Is it just to share all the good news? I thought it was, you know, for support and for, you know, reaching out when you need help and support. So, you know, ask yourself that, Christine. And, you know, maybe you need to be the trailblazer in your accountability group and reach out, and then that will get other folks to reach out as well, right? And I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it is easy. And I mean, I didn't do it yesterday, right? I didn't reach out. And I didn't reach out because it's not easy, but that's not an, I'm not going to use that as an excuse for next time. I'm going to learn from yesterday and say, okay, even if it's going to be hard, even if it's going to be uncomfortable for me, I'm going to reach out next time and get some support because that's what this whole tribe is about, right? Is there's always someone here to reach out to. Even if you don't have your own accountability group, we're all one big, huge accountability group, right? Beth says she had a binge at work yesterday and learned so much. Awesome, and she's got a great accountability group. Daria, yeah. Maybe I need to start planning some overeats, right? Beth says, this is so timely for me. I'm having one of those nothing is good enough days. I'm leaving for a week in a warmer climate, and I just feel fat and ugly in everything I try on. Things are fitting better than expected, but I'm still dwelling on how it should be more or faster. I'm trying to get rid my brain of the fat girl thinking, but today it feels so hard, and it does feel hard some days. So Beth, stop right now and say, okay, instead of nothing is good enough, what is one thing that is going well today? One thing. And like I said, it may be my kids are still alive. Get creative. How about it's Friday? If you have, you know, Saturdays and Sundays off. Since I've been working for P&P, I'm feeling for the folks who don't have the Saturdays and Sundays off, right? Because I work most Saturdays. But actually, Coach Kathy is covering for me tomorrow, so that's awesome. Thank you, Kathy. But yeah, you can always find something. And then, you know, specifically for you, when you're saying nothing is good enough, something is good enough, right, Beth? So what is good enough today? That's what I want you to answer. Winning, you're either winning or learning. Yeah, so some of you all may have your kids as normal eaters. So observe them and even ask them, you know, what do you think about food? What do you think about food? How do you think about food? We can learn so much from kids, y'all. Oh, Doree, it's if you always do what you always did, you always get what you always got. So, Joy was on her way to eat whatever the hell I want day. We've all had those days, right? I'm so glad you turned on the live. So, she knocked that stupid thought out of her head. And y'all, be careful, y'all. No thoughts are stupid. They're just thoughts, right? They're just sentences in our head. And so, she's done her plan for the day. And that is what went right. It can be just as simple as that. Oh my gosh, Beth. Your cold went away faster than expected, so at least you won't be sick on vacation. That is a pretty awesome thing that went right. And I say that from someone who had a cold or sinus infection or whatever for like 3 weeks, and I'm coming off of that. That is something I can absolutely include every day. Y'all, you can, if you're healthy, that can be number one on the list. Every single day. If you can walk, I mean, it's just like the simple things that we take for granted every day, y'all. That's what we've got to get our brain focused on. Because when we go down that rabbit hole of that fat girl thinking, we forget about all that stuff because our brain is just doing what we direct it to do. And when we don't come back out of the hole and say, okay, Let's zoom back out again. Let's get out of our own, you know, kind of get out of our heads for a minute and get a little perspective in life and say, I am healthy. My family is healthy. I mean, there's a lot of people, even just in our tribe, they're going through a lot of stuff. And, you know, we just take it for granted. You know, we absolutely take it for granted. So just think about that. I mean, that would be an amazing question to ask yourself every day. What is one thing I take for granted every day that I don't want to take for granted anymore? Wow. I mean, the list that you could make from that, from doing that every day, would be amazing. And you would never have the excuse that I can't think of one thing that isn't going right today, because you'd be able to refer back to that list. Okay, Amaka. So this could actually be something that went well, right? You had a not-so-fun therapy session, meaning it hit a sore topic you've been avoiding. So you're doing some awesome work on yourself. And it's bringing up emotions, which means you're totally normal, right? And so she said, I need to make sure I don't binge and make things worse. So here you are reaching out, just like I didn't do yesterday, and that I am going to do in the future. And what I have to say to you is feel those emotions, because that's what we're here on this earth to do, y'all, is to feel stuff. And, you know, a lot of other animals don't don't get to do that, or don't get to, you know, don't get to decide what to feel and what to think. And I just think we're here on this earth as humans to do that and not to cover up all that stuff. Because the only way that we're going to grow and to get better and to become better versions of ourselves, or I like to say just to become more of myself, is to feel my feelings no matter what. And to do stuff that scares me, because that's when I feel fear. And to do stuff that makes me anxious, and to do stuff that, and to feel overwhelm, and to feel confusion, and then figure it out, all that stuff, that is what we're here to do. And we're lucky enough, we are fortunate enough to become aware of all that through PNP, and because a lot of people in life are just, they're just coasting along, they're just floating along. And we know that there's more to life. So I think I'm going to end it there. End it on that note. There is more to life, right? All right, guys, this has been great. Yes, and this will be a little bit shorter one. I'll get this up on the website here in the next 24 hours. And so this was really fun to kind of read all y'all's comments and to kind of make it more interactive and kind of share the weekend motivator with y'all. So, all right, guys, let's make it a great weekend, and I will see y'all in the groups. Bye.